This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. A step back, if we might, from the political to-ing and fro-ing of this election cycle to begin with today. We will get there in a couple of minutes, yes, but to start, some good old-fashioned macroeconomics. From the Labor Department this very morning, a somewhat depressing report on productivity. Down by 0.5% on an annualized basis. That is the third quarter in a row of dwindling worker productivity. Gigi Duban explains what might be going on here.
Love it or hate it, the spreadsheet is one of those things that changed the way companies did business. Also, see email and e-commerce. But Robert Gordon, author of the recent book, The Rise and Fall of American Economic Growth, says when it comes to tools that make us more productive, the last decade has been meh.
Innovation is not working now as it was in the 1990s. To change business methods and business operations in a way that raises productivity.
Oh, sure, he says there are smartphones and tablets, but he says those have helped more on the household side of things. Gordon says the innovations we are seeing, 3D printing, big data, are great. They just don't do much for productivity. Nicholas Bloom teaches economics at Stanford University. He says there's another thing.
If your firm invests in lots of shiny new equipment and computers, it makes you more productive.
Companies instead have been holding back, Bloom says. And that low investment in plants and new technologies has held productivity down. Also, companies are investing less in workers, says Gerald Friedman, economics professor at the University of Massachusetts at Amherst. Used to be, companies would hire and train employees for the long haul.
And businesses would invest in the workers because the workers were going to stick around. That deal doesn't happen very much.
And what technology is available, those shorter-term employees don't have much time to learn. I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.